Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. The Pasuk says in regard to the Anshei Ir HaNidachas, Hakei Saka, you shall strike the inhabitants of the town. The Pasuk goes on to say, with the sword. So what does it mean, people who live in the town? What about someone that was in the town only for a short while? Sagt der Mishnah, Hachameres. Let's say you have a group of people traveling together with donkeys, vagameles, or camel travelers. They go from place to place, and they stay in the town, usually for 30 days. So what about the members of this group? Zak de Mishnah, Hare Elu Matzilin Oysa. If they do not serve Avodah Zarah, the members of this caravan can save the entire town. Because we're going to count up the amount of people that didn't serve by desire and the amount of people that did. And it could be they're going to bring the number of people that didn't serve by desire over the top. They're going to be the majority. Because you have to have most of the people in the town serving by desire. Vaitu Zakta Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Hachere Maisa, destroy it. Veskala Shaba, and everything that is in it. Mikan Omru, from here we learn. Nichse Tzadikim, the property even of Tzadikim Shebetoicha, that is in this town, Oivdin, is lost, meaning it's destroyed. Shebechutzala, but their property that is outside the town, Platin, that is saved. Vishal Rishoyim, but in regard to the Rishoyim, those who are guilty, Ben Shebetoicha, whether their property is in the town, Ben Shebechutzala, or at someplace else, Harielu Oivdin, it is destroyed. So quickly, chazring over our Mishnah, Perig Yud, Mishnah Hey, groups of people traveling on donkeys or camels traveling through, and they're in the town more than 30 days, from 30 days and on, count as part of the town. So let's say you had 40 people that served the Avodah Zarah, 35 people that didn't serve the Avodah Zarah, but you have 10 of these people that are traveling through and they're there for 30 days. So now you have 45 that didn't serve Avodah Zarah. So that saves the entire town. Then we learned that the property of Tzadikim that is in the town is destroyed. But if the property of Tzadikim happened to be outside of the town, or whatever was outside of the town, that is saved. When it comes to the Shoyim, whether the property is in the town or outside of the town, it has to be destroyed.